Susanne Sundfür mit Fade Away bei Flux FM. Heute Abend spielt sie für euch im Postbahnhof. Dieses Konzert ist komplett ausverkauft, verdientermaßen. Und wir schreiben euch gerne auch gleich noch auf die Guestliste. Vorher wollen wir diese tolle Künstlerin nochmal näher kennenlernen. Sie kommt ja eigentlich aus, wie gesagt, Norwegen, wohnhaft in den letzten 6 Jahren in Oslo. Aber wie sie mir gerade schon verraten hat, will sie bald nach London ziehen. Da werden wir Susanne jetzt noch mehr löchern. Erstmal sage ich herzlich willkommen. Welcome to Flux FM. Nice to have you
here. Thank you. It's very nice to be here.
Yeah, you're on a tour with a bunch of great people. Yes. Posting great photos of attractive men and women. I saw.
Yeah.
What kind of a bunch is that traveling with you?
Well, I chose them because of their looks, not because of their musical qualities.
That's very important.
Yeah. So. No, they're fantastic musicians. They're all, or most of them are from Norway. Mm-hmm. And the band, I've played with them, I think, almost 6 years now. So we're very good friends and we know each other well and it's always fun to be on tour with them. Mm.
Sie ist ja eine Frau, die eine ganz tolle, kraftvolle, sehr durchdringende Stimme hat. When was the first moment when you realized, I have quite a nice voice, very intense, very strong, you know? Is there a moment for you or did other people tell you, you know what, you have a great voice?
Well, thank you. I was 12 when I performed on a stage for the first time with singing, because I played piano before. And this lady in the audience, she sent me a letter afterwards and said that I should continue singing because it was very good. So I think from then on, I thought maybe I should be a musician.
Yeah.
Maybe that would be right for me.
And you continued from there on to practice more, to sing and to play.
Yeah, I started taking singing lessons and continued practicing the piano. And then eventually I started making my own music.
Yeah. E-piano will be on stage tonight as well.
There will be no acoustic piano, but there will be a lot of keys, for sure. A lot of synthesizers, difficult word.
Others at the synthesizers and e-piano as well? Or is it only you on the piano? No, there are other guys.
We're three on stage who play the synths. Mm-hmm. So it'll be a syntharama.
So looking to the last two albums, you weren't, when writing, maybe not in a good mood, and now a little bit more positiveness in the songs, or not really? Do you have positive love songs and more negative love songs? Or how can you describe the new album in comparison to the last two?
Well, I think compared to the other albums, these are all love songs. So they're all about relationships and some of them are not so happy. Some of them are quite happy. So, but I think the main difference is maybe the sound and the way I've composed the music. Mm-hmm. So I guess in that way you could say that it sounds a bit more positive, especially Fade Away that you played is quite different from what I made before.
Mm-hmm. With whom did you work together for this album?
I produced most of it myself, and then I did some collaborations with Lars Hontvedt, who produced my two previous albums, and Anthony Gonzalez from MD3, and John Bates, who calls himself Big Black Delta. He's a really good musician from LA, and a couple of other people.
Yeah, I love this. This Anthony from MAT3, I only know this double CD that he had, like
Hurry Up, We're Dreaming.
And he said this, he wanted always to make a film soundtrack. It's also spheric and stuff. I think it fits. I can imagine that you both fit very good together making music.
You know, I'm a big fan of him. And last time we were on a Europe tour, I listened constantly to that album. Yeah. So it was just on repeat on my phone.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Also sie liebt vor allen Dingen auch die Musik von MAT3, mit dem sie ja zusammengearbeitet hat, auch für diese aktuelle Platte. Und bei Susanne geht es ja auch immer sehr sphärisch, sehr intensiv zu. Und sie macht ja nicht erst seit gestern Musik. Seit vielen Jahren ist sie schon dabei. Und wir hören mal rein in ein Stück aus dem Jahre 2012. Und zwar, da hieß die Platte The Silicon Veil. Daraus White Foxes, und dann schreiben wir euch gleich auch noch auf die Gästeliste des ausverkauften Postbahnhofs. Susanne Sundfür mit White Foxes bei Flux FM. Und Susanne würde niemals an einem Konzertabend vorher einen Burger essen, denn sie hat euch heute einen grünen Salat geholt und man will sich ja auch gut fühlen. Und so there's no burger for you involved today, but maybe tomorrow, or is there a concert on the menu calendar as well, so no burger tomorrow as well?
We'll see. I try and eat healthy, but a couple of days ago I really, really needed to eat some sweet stuff, so I ate a big caramel cake,
mm-hmm.
like the whole cake.
The whole one.
Yeah, I have a very sweet tooth.
And and after that, what happens?
Well, I need to compensate, so then I probably just had salads for the rest of the day.
Also Susanne nascht auch ganz gern mal, aber sie meinte auch, also vorhin, ich habe gefragt, weil sie diesen grünen, leckeren Salat dabei hatte, was, gar kein Hamburger? Und sie, nein, kommt nicht in die Tüte, wenn ich abends auf der Bühne stehe, dann kann ich nicht vorher einen Hamburger essen, dann fühle ich mich nicht so gut. Und deswegen achtet sie natürlich während der Tour drauf, sich gesund zu ernähren. Aber vor einiger Zeit hat es sie überkommen, dann musste sie einen riesigen Karamellkuchen alleine verspeisen. And when you're in Oslo, still yeah. your... so to say, hometown yeah. for now. Mm-hmm. Do you have special places where you go and eat your sweet stuff, where Susanne Sundfer is seen every day?
Yeah, there's this bakery and they make really good pastries. Mm-hmm. They have this, do you say marzipan?
Marzipan, yes.
Yeah, marzipan. Like a marzipan cake thing that I really like.
What is it called?
I would probably guess it's called Marzipan Bolle in Norwegian.
The Bolle, I mean the bakery, what is the bakery called?
Oh, right. Gottbrød. Gottbrød, maybe?
Ah, bread. Okay. You mean that's a translation? Gottbrød? Gottbrød?
Gottbrød.
Gottbrød.
Yeah.
So right in the middle of Oslo, in the...
Yeah.
In the cool part where you, of course, live.
I live next to it. Mm-hmm. I live right in the middle, which is very convenient because... You know, I can choose if I want to be cool or uncool mm-hmm. in the evening.
Okay, I see. But soon you will leave this great place for another cool place, and you said you're yeah. going to move to London.
Yeah, I'm moving when I get back from tour.
Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking I would stay there for maybe a year and just check it out and see if I like it.
Yeah, and maybe you stay there for good.
Maybe. If I really like it, I might. But I do have many good friends in Oslo, so... I think it would be difficult to leave them.
Mm-hmm. Aber jetzt erstmal ein Jahr Stippvisite in London. Das ist der Plan für Susanne Sundfør. Sie will mal raus, hatte bis jetzt noch nie Zeit gehabt, irgendwie groß aus Norwegen jetzt für längere Zeit wegzukommen. Und sie sagt sich, wenn nicht jetzt, wann dann? So, wenn nicht jetzt, wann dann?
Ja, ja, ja.
Ja, 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 genau. Und deswegen wird es auch in diesem Jahr noch passieren. Aber natürlich bleibt sie euch erhalten, weil sie ja die Weltgeschichte besucht. Mit ihren Konzerten heute Abend im Postbahnhof. Und da schreiben wir euch für das bereits ausverkaufte Konzert gerne auf die Gästeliste 030 2000 9000 030 2000 9000. Wir schreiben euch drauf und heute Abend könnt ihr Susanne erleben. Wir hören ein weiteres Stück von der aktuellen Platte 10 Love Songs. Delirious. What is Delirious about?
It's about how you can trick someone into falling in love with you.
Aha, do you have there certain tricks, yeah, in your pocket?
No, I mean, it's more of an inspiration from, you know, the femme fatale character mm-hmm. in film noir mm-hmm. and other movies, so it's like her song.
Okay, that's yeah. nice. Mm-hmm. Also falls ihr irgendjemanden kennt, der den ihr unbedingt zu eurem Liebhaber eurer Liebhaberin machen möchtet, dann lasst euch jetzt inspirieren, denn hier findet ihr Tricks in diesem Song, wie das dann eventuell klappen könnte. Ich drücke euch die Daumen und wir hören jetzt Delirious von Susanne Sundfør und ich sage herzlichen Dank. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
See you next time.
Thank you.